This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, this story's kind of scary because there was a little baby who contracted fatal herpes when his mommy gave him kisses. And he died 8 days after being born. And so now, well, actually, it's a little girl. I'm sorry, a little baby girl. I'm sorry. All babies look like little boys to me. Have you guys seen my baby pictures? Yeah, unfortunately, the little baby girl was born healthy, later contracted herpes, and then unfortunately died. And type 1 herpes is really common. It is 80 to 90% of us carry it. And, as a mommy whose baby actually turned 16 today. My little baby boy is 16. I love little Takedu. He's talking to Tickly Tushy. Oh, my little Takedu. Tickly Tushy. You worry as a parent. You know, we parents really smother our kids with love, you know? And we want parents to do that. There became some phase where parents decided, I don't know if it was in the 90s, where they coddled kids too much. And they said, we need them to toughen up. We need to be more stoic. We need to, they have to stop sleeping in our bed. They need to sleep in their own bed. They need to, and I get that because of SIDS. That kind of scared people too, you know? I mean, I had my kids sleep in our bed, and you would roll over on top of them in a deep sleep. You could smother them. It's dangerous stuff. They had to be in their own bassinet. They had to be in their own crib. But then, you know, parents came out going, no, you know, just shower them with kisses. That's why we're having issues with our kids' youth. We spank them too much, and we don't show them love because we're always at work. Moms are working. So instead, we went back the other way, and when my kids were born, I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, I would kiss their fingers. I would kiss their dippy toes. I would do furfies. I think furfies is where you put your mouth on their tummy and then go, you know, oh, they love that. Oh, they love that. There was a game I made up. It was called the Uki Nasuki game. And this Uki Nasuki game I would do is they'd be on their bed or my bed or whatever. And I would pull them towards the, I would be standing at the foot of the bed and I would pull them towards the foot of the bed. And then I would lift up their legs so they're upside down and then flip them over so they face plant like a trampoline on the bed. And you would do it going uki nasuki and you do this whole uki, uki suki song. And I thought I would get in trouble, you know, for child abuse because we're doing flips. Oh, they would giggle and they would think it was funny and then want more. And then they would go back into position. So we would have to pull them down again there by their feet so that we could flip them over. And so the moral, the point I'm trying to make is we have varied in our degrees of raising our kids. And I don't think anybody has ever agreed on what was right. I mean, in the olden days, you got beat, right? I mean, you know, you had to go to work with mom and dad. If you didn't eat. You'd go to bed without any supper. And, for the most part, kids turned out pretty good. You always have some bad kids. Then you have some good kids. And, you know, I mean, discipline, well, I think a lot of us agreed, well, you need more discipline. But then We found out that some people are disciplining too ridiculously, and getting beat with the belt or getting hit with a switch might not be any more effective than, you know, taking away someone's iPhone. And that's what helped us. Once computers started to become so, you know, ubiquitous in society, you taking away a child's screen time was worse than any spanking you could have inflicted. And so society allowed us to change and move from a society that beats their kids to a society that cuts off somebody's cell phone service. And boy, is it like Armageddon in my house if I do that. Give me your cell phone. No, I mean, the same screams I remember as a kid when it's like, all right, get daddy the belt. They're like, no. So, you know, I think we are going in the right direction. But now, if moms are going to be freaked out that they can't do little kissies on their kids, I think it may change a lot of the bonding. Now, I always knew you never should kiss your baby on the mouth, right? Just like a dog, just like a cat, you know, mouths are dirty. A human's mouth is just as dirty. So doing little baby kissies, that doesn't necessarily, you know, allow the most sterile environment for your child to thrive. So I don't mind us telling people to not do kissy mouth. I think that's fine. But I just have to do a shout out to my little talkie to Tickly Dougie. Little talkie to Cupcake Dougie. He is 16 today, Brock Day. I had to give birth to him early because he had failure to thrive. We had to do an amniocentesis. The labor was horrible. It was about 4 days. I couldn't, once finally the epidural kicked in, and I think I got some morphine, and then I couldn't move and I couldn't hold him for 2 days, and it was a real, real rough birth, and I was afraid that he wouldn't love me, and he would think I was annoying, and he wouldn't want to be around me, and he'd be like, Mom, and I was right, I predicted it, but I love him, I think he loves his mama, and you know, to give birth to a 16-year-old, you get nervous, you know, did I raise him right? You know, would he, if this was caveman days, be able to be out there in the wild? And I think, you know, he could. I think he's a smart kid. He knows his stuff. And he's my little talkie to Dougie. So happy birthday, Brock. Day, little baby. All right. When we come back, we got to talk about more pipe bombs being sent to liberal activists. Pretty scary stuff. And we have a new flu medication that may save lives. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, so more packages. Looks like have been sent. Suspicious packages addressed to Robert De Niro and Joe Biden. As now a, quote, serial bomber is being searched for after sending 10 different pipe bombs or suspicious packages to multiple people who are considered the liberal elite. They said authorities descended on two mail facilities in Delaware after two packages intended for former Vice President Biden were intercepted. The first was found in Newcastle and the second in Wilmington. They say the latest devices are similar to others found this week, targeting prominent Democrats and some of Trump's biggest foes, Obama's, Clinton's, and CNN. Robert De Niro has been a heavy critic of Trump. He had launched, I guess, an expletive-laden attack on the president at the Tony Awards. Then Trump, had said he had a low IQ. They've gone back and forth. They say 10 packages have so far been seized in New York, Washington, D.C., Florida, and California. I believe Maxine Waters also received a package. Nobody's been hurt. None of these have detonated. I'm though a little suspicious, though, here. They, in the media, keep saying Trump's foes, that these these quote-unquote bombs or suspicious packages are being sent to people that Trump doesn't like. Remember I told you guys, just be prepared, that somebody's going to do something desperate right before the election. It could be both sides of the aisle, but especially the left. And if sending, you know, packages, making it look like it could be from Trump, can change the discourse and the conversation to, you know, well, this is because of, you know, Trump's inciting violence, I wouldn't put it past anybody that this could actually be the left doing it. Now, I do disagree with Trump. Trump, apparently, according to CNN, is claiming that it's the media to blame because of these bombs that were sent to CNN and Obama and the Clintons. And he said, and they say here, President Trump blamed the media for much of the, quote, anger in society. Now, he may be right about that and the fake news, etc. He's got a point with that. But I would not blame the media for these stupid pipe bomb thingies. I mean, thank God none of them have exploded, but just something just doesn't sound right. And you don't kind of send these things in the mail through the U.S. Postal Service. So, I'm almost wondering if they're designed to not really hurt anybody, but to be some sort of a demonstration of something. And I don't blame the media for that. I think Trump is going to start falling into a trap here. If there is some sicko who really wants to kill the Clintons and the Obamas or whatever, that person is one sick, crazy individual. If it's a person on the left trying to make it look like the right is doing this, again, another sick, crazy individual. What gets me so gosh darn mad is we keep blaming society or blaming other people when we have somebody do something that is despicable or heinous or murderous. You know, when there's a shooter, well, it's because we failed as a society. You know, we should have, you know, been there for him, and, you know, we should have done, and, you know, and sometimes you just have to say, and as a doctor, I know this isn't the most PC thing to say, but you have some people out there that have a screw loose. There are some real sick individuals out there, and you could provide them, you know, medication, you could provide them counseling, you could give them a pamphlet. You could actually go to their house, have them sit on your lap, and you could sing a lullaby to them. They will one day do something bad. There are certain people out there. And so when I, you know, and I don't like to disagree with Trump because I agree with a lot of things he does, but with this, no, don't blame the media for some crazy guy sending pipe bombs. Now, if he's saying this in defense, because people are trying to say it's his fault, that he's inciting violence. Trust me, nobody's going to listen to Donald Trump and then grab their knives and pitchforks and all that. I mean, honestly, you know, Donald Trump is not an inspiring type of general. He doesn't inspire people like that. He inspires people to make money. He's very inspiring from an economic standpoint. Okay? He's also kind of inspiring in terms of, you know, let's protect ourselves, let's protect our borders, let's beef up our military, but he just doesn't seem to have that Dwight D. Eisenhower or that type of, you know, follow me into battle. He doesn't have that Ronald Reagan-ism, but he does with other things, especially when it comes to money and economy. So when people try to claim that Donald Trump is making us more violent, I'm not a very violent person. I get ticked. I get ticked off a lot. But I'm not violent. And if somebody was on the TV screen, say, well, you need to kick his butt. You need to kick it. I'm not going to go and kick someone's butt. Now, somebody violent who takes all their strength to hold their violence back, maybe they might get a little bit of a boost, but there are so many triggers for violence out there. So I wouldn't, flatter Donald Trump with having that ability to do that, and I wouldn't flatter the media in having their ability to do that. Now, does the media spread hate? Yeah. Can they spread lies? Absolutely. Can they claim somebody else's, behind something when they may not be? Yes. And then Donald Trump has every right to defend himself. But we have some real sick, very unstable people out there doing stuff. And when they get away with it and they watch the TV going, oh, well, it's not all his fault. We have to share the blame and we have to. If somebody goes to a school and shoots kids up, that person needs the death penalty. It is all their blame. And somebody like that shouldn't be around others. I'm sorry. That's why I think capital punishment is necessary in some cases. If you have somebody that is going to kill a bunch of kids, I don't want him in my society. I'm sorry. Now, do people have the ability to rehab? Do people have the ability to, come back from doing something? Yeah. Now, we have a lot of murderers out there that, they don't get the death penalty. But somebody who's a mass shooter? Well, it's our fault. It's society. We didn't listen or, we didn't provide resources and, we need to, change the rhetoric and we need our president to say different things when he's up there on the podium. No, that's not, that doesn't solve mental illness. Now, do we need more mental health care facilities? Absolutely. Do we need more mental health providers? Absolutely. Do we need to figure out how to identify and screen for somebody who is going to be our next mass shooter? Absolutely. Or serial bomber. Or serial rapist. Yes. Are we going to have to figure out a PC profile where we, pull people out of society, screen them, test them, say, okay, go back in. And that's fine with me. If you want to do a stress test on me, you'll say, look, we just need to make sure that you're not, going to, be kooky and start shooting up, your radio studio, which I won't because there's nobody here. Fine. Absolutely. Go right ahead. Do whatever mental stress test you need. Now, that's not going to fly because, who's going to be testing you? And they could say, oh, well, Dahlia's a nymphomaniac. No, I'm not. How did you get that? Well, you looked at the picture. You thought there was a phallic symbol. You make a lot of jokes. We're going to diagnose you with that. So the process will not be as easy. It's easier said than done. But if there are people that we think we need to screen, I mean, maybe we stop this whole PC stuff and we, start trying to find the next bad person and stop them. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After at least 10 suspicious packages containing apparent pipe bombs are mailed to some high-profile Democrats as well as CNN, the nation's top law enforcement official says,
across the administration, we condemn the actions that led to these activities in the strongest possible terms and are determined to make sure that we get to the bottom of it and justice is done.
That's Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking this morning. Reports are two packages were found that were addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden in Delaware today. And another report says a suspected device sent to former CIA Chief John Brennan contained a parody image of an ISIS flag. Megyn Kelly's reportedly leaving NBC after backlash over remarks she makes defending blackface. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. Maybe, maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry about that. Really mucusy. I was, you know, crying because my baby turned 16, and, you know, I'm just so proud of my baby. So it's been a very emotional day for Mama. But also emotional because I don't like hearing that people die of the flu. And we've heard of another flu-related death, and this is not good. We do have, though, a little bit of good news in terms of there being a new medication that could help fight the flu. We really haven't had a new medication hit the market for about 15, 16 years, I think. So this is interesting. Let me kind of break this one down for you, okay? It's called Xofluza or Baloxavir Marboxil. So it has a couple X's in it. I don't know how they come up with these drug names. I've wondered. I've asked them too. I'm like, guys, really? That's kind of a weird, but, you know, they do have marketing people, and marketing people, you know, they probably go, well, there's a lot of exes. So here's the thing. They kind of want the brand name to match the chemical name a little bit, so people remember to put the two together. A company doesn't make money when you buy generic, but they make money when you buy brand name. So if you later get this and there's a bunch of X's in it, you'll remember to get the X brand name if you want the brand name, I guess. I don't know. And they need to remind you that the medication is for the flu. So if you see the medication and it says Zofluza, you're like, oh, it's for the flu. So what's different about this is rather than Tamiflu, which is one pill twice a day for 5 days, this is just a single dose. One pop, that's it, one pill. You have to take within the first 48 hours of getting the flu. And it's supposed to shorten the flu by about a day. Now, some people are like, a day, and I'll tell you why that it is significant. I was on News 13 in Las Vegas talking about this. They did a great, Mouse Society did a great piece on that. I have it on my website. But even if we limit the flu and bring the flu down by a day or two, that could actually be life or death. The only problem with this medication is it's $150 a pop for that one pill, and you really can't give it to kids. Now, we had a lot of pediatric flu-related deaths. It's only indicated in those 12 years or older. But with young kids, we have the Tamiflu still. So you can still give Tamiflu. So current antiviral medications on the that are approved by the FDA are Relenza and Tamiflu. Now, they work a little differently. They are neuraminidase inhibitors. Now, what the heck are those? Well, when a virus gets into your body, it just can't float around the blood. The virus has got to get into a host cell. It's going to need the DNA of the host cell, and it's going to need to replicate. And then once it replicates and makes new viruses, it has to leave the host cell and go find a new one. Well, there's an enzyme called neuraminidase, and that cleaves the little bond between the virus and the host cell so it could leave. These neuraminidase inhibitors stop that little viral particle from leaving, so it can't go and infect a new cell. That's how Tamiflu works, etc. But as you could see, and you could take Tamiflu up into 72 hours, but you could see it's more of a later stage sort of medication. This Zofluza acts differently. It prevents the virus from actually replicating in the host cell to begin with. So if the virus doesn't replicate in the host cell, we don't even have to worry about how to stop it from leaving. And this is on my website if you guys want to look. It's a real nice picture. They're showing that. So it works sooner, which is why Zofluza you could take within 48 hours as opposed to Tamiflu. Now, some people will say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, I don't get this. Why? What? You can only take it when you're sick? Why can't you take it to prevent you getting sick? Well, first, it's $150 a pop, and what, you're going to take it every day of the flu season? The flu season's over 6 months long. Flu season goes from October to May. Number two is the medication only works by stopping the virus from replicating, which means virus has to be there for it to work. But here's where it gets tricky. You don't know when to take the medication until you start feeling sick. So you have to have active virus in you. And then you get the symptoms and go, holy cow, I need to take this medication. And then you take the medication, which is why when you do take these antiviral medications, they only shorten the course of the disease. They don't just stop it right there in its tracks because they're already playing catch-up. Now, some people are talking about, well, maybe if you're exposed to the flu, you take this medication right away. Well, somebody has to delineate, well, how many pills, it's a single dose. How long will a single dose last or protect you? So we're not there yet. The FDA hasn't approved that yet. Now, who gets credit for coming up with this medication is Japan. NBC News reported the following. There was a 2016-2017 study in 1,400 people in the U.S. and Japan, and it showed that the one-dose pill cut the time people were sick to 2.5 days, down from 3.3 days. It cut how long people had a fever from an average of 42 hours down to just one day. It also reduced what's called viral shedding from 4 days to just one day. So why is that significant? Well, if let's say I have the flu and my kids aren't sick, you know, and they didn't get vaccinated yet, or they got vaccinated and I have a strain of the flu that they can't, that won't be covered by the flu shot, who knows? If I am not shedding the virus and being contagious for 4 days, but only one, I just minimize their risk. And remember, when somebody gets, you know, these complications from the flu, and when they die from the flu, it's because they got a secondary infection like a pneumonia or the stress from the flu could induce a heart attack or stroke, etc. So the less days you're sick, the less of a possibility, you know, or a potential for you to have that secondary problem. So for some of the haters out there going, well, this is stupid. It's a one pill and it's $150 and it only, you know, gives you one day. Who cares about a day? As a doctor, I have to say, I get you, but a day could still mean life or death. 80,000 people died from flu-related deaths last year. 80,000. You cut a day off the flu, it could have cut those numbers of death in half, maybe more. So, see if your local pharmacy has it. Obviously, you have to wait till you get sick. Signs of the flu are fever, body aches, cough, sneezing, sore throat, shortness of breath, fatigue, headache, nausea, vomiting. But, you know, if you really want to prevent getting the flu, get the flu vaccine. It's never too late to get the flu vaccine. We were even recommending it in the spring for some people that thought they were going to get the flu a second time. All right, you know, it takes a couple weeks to kick in, and we are starting flu season. Also, make sure you wash your hands, stay away from sick people, etc. And, somebody comes to work sick, tell them to go home. You know, these antimicrobial wipes, I don't think they're a bad idea. You know, if you have a phone at your office that everybody uses, you know, a desktop phone. I don't even know what to call them anymore because we use smartphones all the time. It wouldn't hurt to clean it off after people use it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Love that was so strong. Okay, we'll talk a little bit about love. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Daniel, one of our listeners on Facebook, asked me what is the difference between love and lust. Apparently he's into somebody and doesn't want to confuse lust with love. I'm not going to go into his sappy details. It's kind of sappy, but I could at least take the ball and run with it. That's a tough one. I think a lot of us have thought we were in love with somebody, and it was just lust. And it's very confusing. And a lot of relationships, the lust may last a good 6 months to a year, maybe even 2 years. And then when the lust starts to kind of drop off, if you love that person, it's going to stick. If you don't, it drops. And it drops hard. So, how I tell the difference is, now this is for me. This isn't from, I'll read what some of the experts say, but this is me, and I'm not an expert in love, but, you know, I am a doctor, and, you know, I have had a lot of psychology training. So, what I used to do, I can't say what I do in present. Yeah, so this is what I do now, right? If I meet a firefighter, and I'm really good. If I meet a firefighter or a cop or a first responder, all right, I will just in my head say lust, all right? I just know myself, okay? I just think they're sexy. Construction worker, that too. Accountant, yeah, why not? Mortician, fine, whatever. So I know it's not love because for me, even though I believe in love at first sight, I believe if there is a spark or a connection, I believe that could exist. I think it is rarer, like winning the lottery. And I think a lot of love grows. You know, I think you do learn to love. And I think things have to mesh because you have to open your heart in order to love somebody. And so if you guys are just having superficial interactions or if you're only having sex and you're afraid to open your heart, you don't get that connection there. If you don't have that connection, then it doesn't work. Can you learn to love anybody? No. You know, you always think, well, if I'm going to be stuck on a deserted island with somebody I hate, will I end up loving them? Well, if you hate them, there is a connection. Hate is a very powerful emotion. But if it's somebody that you really don't want to be with, you know, like, okay, let me see. Who's in it? Michael Moore. If I was stuck on an island with Michael Moore, is he the one that keeps making those movies that, yeah. No, I don't. I'd rather find a shark to eat me. So, yes, I think you could learn to love, but I don't think I don't think if you're desperate, that's going to happen. So, now, what I used to do is if I couldn't tell, and this probably is not the most scientific thing, you know, to say, but or even PC thing to say, but what I would do is imagine the person not good looking. Or, you know, let's say he got sick. And he got, you know, boils and vesicles all over him. Let's say he, you know, became maimed or quadriplegic. Would I still love him? And, you know, with my husband, the answer was, oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, you have to really, you can't just say that. I mean, you have to really imagine. If I had to stay home from work or come home from work, and just take care of them and their bed sores and change, you know, would I do that? Absolutely, in a heartbeat. That's how I knew I loved my husband. If I thought about that with other guys I dated, I was like, oh no, oh no. So that was one way for me to tell. If they didn't have a job, if they weren't making money, if they didn't have, you know, because you could fall in love with the idea. And that's a big mistake young people do. Everybody gets engaged in your friend group. Everyone's talking about their wedding. And you're like, all right, now it's our turn. And you're like, yeah, I'm really in love with you. And you could talk yourself into that. Absolutely. You want to be married so bad that you'll talk yourself into that. I know the guys out there going, what is she talking about? Well, some of us women do this, okay? Or you might be getting pressure from your family. Your mom may say, look, you know, you need to give us a baby. Yeah, I have cancer and I want to see a grandchild. So you hurry things up. It's very easy to talk yourself into love. But before you do that, you need to take a step back. Now, Zeusk.com, they have a nice article on how to tell the difference between lust and love. So they say how perfect you think your partner is could be a test. If you think your partner is perfect, you think nothing is wrong with them. Everything about them is shiny, bright, and new. They can do nothing wrong in your eyes. That's lust. You're in love when you know your partner isn't perfect. And you choose to love them and be with them anyway. And in fact, your partner's imperfections, you actually cherish the most. So, you know, you're dating somebody and you really don't like that he's not a good tipper. But you think that's cute and you like fighting with him about that. And you like sneaking tips and having that little, you know, that's pretty, you know, that could be a sign. All right. Although for me, that could be a deal breaker because I wait at tables. You do not tip poorly. All right. That's not what you do. So if he continued to tip poorly, then I would probably dump him. Now, another way to tell if you're in lust or love is the appearance. What the care you put into, your appearance. What's interesting is they say you're in lust. If you dress up each and every time to see your sweetie, because a physical attraction thing is the biggest part of your relationship, they say you're obsessed with looking your best for them because you still feel like you need to impress them and entice them. No. When you're in love, you don't have to. You could be in sweatpants. You could be in makeup. You don't care how you look in front of your partner because you know that they like and care for the real you. And when you have that, now the only problem is you can only do that when you know they like you back. If they don't like you back, that could be really risky. Then how often do you do things other than have sex? When you're in lust, most of your relationship is about the bedroom. And you're not really connecting on other levels and you don't go there, you know, with certain talks. If you're in love, yeah, you may have sex, but they said that's not all you do and you want to connect on other things. You want to go horseback riding. You want to go to the grocery store with them. You know, I couldn't wait to go. I hate shopping. But I just want to be with him. And so that worked. How deep do your conversations go? When you're in lust, it's about the fantasy. And so maybe you'll chat, maybe you'll sext. And you're kind of holding off with the real feelings and stuff. When you're in love, no. You could talk about anything. You could talk about a piece of, you could talk about a paper cut. And both of you can make it interesting. And then how much do you challenge each other, they say. They say if you're in lust, you're so infatuated with the person that when stuff really bugs you, you're like, all right, no big deal. Ain't nothing but a chicken wing. No problem. Like the red flags. You ignore stuff because you don't want to rock the boat and you don't want to lose the person. When you're in love, you want to build that relationship and you want to make sure the relationship works. So you're like, you know, look, you know, when you tip like that, I love you, but, you know, it's just something that I do get bothered by. And I just want to let you know because I love you and I want to be honest. So I know that's sappy. How, you're supposed to tip like 15 to 20%. What? What could you do? Come on, people. 1-877-DOCSELLY.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you. Oh, no. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.